If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's your weekend, buddy?
It was a great weekend. Financially, cashed it hard. I'm feeling amazing. Enjoying this best bet lead while I can.
While you can is the key word, because our other guest today, or co-host, however you want to call him, he is hot on your tail. We have Connor. Connor, welcome in. It's great to see your face live on the podcast.
I know, it's bizarre actually having video with this. This is very different. I'm going to have to make sure I'm not on my phone or anything during this, looking at stats or anything.
Of course not. We would never want you to like do more research or, you know, we need your full focus on this at all times.
I'm more of a handicap is what I'm hearing.
So for those that don't know or aren't watching right now, we are actually doing a live video recording of the podcast, and this will be the plan going forward. If you don't know right now, you can watch it live on Twitter, at SportsBetByDumb, or on our YouTube channel. Now, currently, our YouTube channel does not have a unique URL, so you can find our YouTube channel listed on our Twitter page, again, at SportsBetByDumb. On Twitter. So before we get into our stuff for today, I just want to give a quick shout out to thebookie.co. I've told you guys about them before. They're wonderful. They send out a free daily newsletter. They give you tips and tricks and bets for the day. And they also give you shout outs and some stuff for podcasts. And we are actually sponsored and shown on that daily email newsletter this week. So we appreciate them for doing that. Make sure you go. It takes less than a few minutes to sign up. It's free. Again, it's thebookie.co. So thank you to them for that. All right. It's Monday. We know what that means. Monday Night Football tonight. Let's dive right into it. We got daily fantasy lineups. Connor, why don't you go ahead and lead us off with your daily fantasy lineup for tonight?
All right. So for my MVP, I have Lamar Jackson. I think that should be a given for just about anybody. Mm-hmm. I did not choose a second quarterback this time. This is the first time in a few weeks that I haven't gone two quarterbacks.
Are you sure you're okay? I mean, did you have a rough weekend? What's going on?
Well, I'm glad you worded it that way. Are we sure Carson Wentz is okay? Are we 100% sure he's okay? He's got to learn to throw the ball away and watch those ankles.
Yep.
They seem to be pretty fragile lately. But I did go Marquise Brown.
Okay.
So Hollywood.
Did you just pick him because of his name? I mean,
you know it. And yeah, he's on my fantasy team, so.
Okay. You know. So it all makes sense. It's all connected now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then to save some money, I went with Sammy Watkins. He was actually a lot cheaper than I expected.
Yep.
And he's a pretty decent receiver as a deep threat as well. Then wanted to start spending the rest of the bank, so I went with Taylor as a running back. Wanted to have one running back in there at least. And then I went with the kicker, went with Tucker.
Okay.
So I think that the Ravens are going to be pushing the ball a little more. Sorry, I know you're both Colts fans, but I trust the Ravens a little more in this game than Carson Wentz.
That, I mean, clearly when you didn't even have Carson in your lineup, so clearly you don't trust him.
I plan on winning this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We went big this time. We joined an actual tournament for daily fantasy. It's like the what do they call it? The $20,000 Monday snap, something
or
another.
NFL snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're actually joining a legitimate tournament, not some 50-50 thing like Diz says. Oh, why do you even do $2 on a 50-50 tournament? But anyways, Diz, what do you got for your daily fantasy lineup tonight?
So I missed the memo on that and definitely did a 50-50. I kind of blame you though, Patty. No disrespect, of course, but you texted me this way later in the day. So I guess that's on me for not signing up for the right thing, but I am in a 50-50. But I'm in like the extendo one where you have like an MVP and a pro where the MVP is 2 times points, the pro is 1.5.
Okay.
So my MVP is Lamar. Not gonna overthink that. He's gonna get the most points. My pro is Jonathan Taylor. I
Ooh.
kind of agree with Connor that Wentz is kind of sus and definitely is not a great fantasy point. Like even when the Colts beat Miami last week, he didn't rack up a lot of points. So I think even if the Colts play well, even if Wentz plays well, he's just not going to rack up that many fantasy points. So I have Jonathan Taylor as my pro, and then Wentz is in the flex for me. And then with my last three spots, I was able to get both kickers and Mo Alie-Cox, who put up 20 plus points last week, which I think if the Colts win this game, Mo Alie-Cox is going to have to pop off, and he is our number one tight end over Jack Doyle as of now. So I'm loving that I got Mo Alie-Cox, pretty much living and dying by the Colts offense. But if it's a stinker, I'm down bad. But I'm believing in my Colts tonight.
So I don't think that what you said about Mo Alie-Cox is necessarily true, Diz. Mo Alie-Cox has more touchdowns, and so he has like more fantasy points. But Jack Doyle has almost twice as many targets. I think Mo Alie-Cox is our red zone guy.
I saw that he gets more snaps.
Maybe that. Yeah, maybe then. I don't know. But anyways. So I will wrap up, but before we do that, I didn't mention this. So Connor is the handsome gentleman on the camera right next to me. And then the green blob down below, that is our voice of God. That is Diz. He is driving home, so we asked him to be safe and not turn on his camera. It's already dangerous enough that he is driving home and doing this, so.
Hands free, of course. And I would appreciate it if you don't call me a green blob one more time. Thank you, Patty.
I mean, if you look at the video, that's exactly what you look like. But and maybe we'll call you the incredible Diz.
No,
I
nope.
thought it was good. Connor, anything on that? No?
It's
Yeah,
better
you
than
must
Guy of
always
All
be angry.
Guys.
Oh,
Better than Guy of
I
All
forgot! I forgot the guy of all
Guys.
guys. Gosh dang it.
Leave it out. Leave it out.
Oh, okay. Anyways, back on topic. So, no shocker here. I went Lamar Jackson MVP, obviously. I'm having both quarterbacks despite what these other two are doing. I mean, Diz had both quarterbacks, but I can't do it. I have to have both quarterbacks. It's my downfall, but it's something that has to happen. And I went with Jackson because I think he may run for a touchdown or two, which is more fantasy points. So, I'm really banking on that. And like I said, I got Carl Wentz. So I got both quarterbacks. And then Mark Andrews. So he is the number one tight end for the Ravens. You know I love picking tight ends in these daily fantasy lineups. He is third on the team in targets, and he's down just four targets to their number one. So the Ravens really like to spread the ball around. And he consistently puts up numbers every week. And the special thing that I like about Mark Andrews tonight is we are 4 weeks into the season. This is their fifth game tonight. He doesn't have a touchdown yet. I think he is more than due for a touchdown tonight, so I really like Mark Andrews to put one up. And then I went Zach Pascal. So for those that don't know, he is a wide receiver for the Colts. If you're not a Colts fan, you might not know who Zach Pascal is. He is actually second on the team in targets, but he is first on the team in touchdowns. He is a red zone guy. When Wentz needs a for sure target down in the red zone, Pascal's the guy. Pascal's not going to be the guy that's going to burn deep and, really open it up, but he in the red zone, he's a good target. So I like Pascal there. And then like this, I went Mo Alie-Cox. He's my sleeper pick for this. I had him as the number two tight end. I guess maybe he isn't anymore. But again, like Pascal, he is a red zone guy, and he has two touchdowns this season, making him the second on the team in touchdowns behind Pascal. So I do think Mo Alie-Cox may be a touchdown or bust kind of guy, but I like him tonight. I'm going Mo Alie-Cox to round up my lineup. And
Love
Connor,
it.
I must say, Connor, I really like Sammy Watkins. I was looking at him too. He actually has great value tonight. He actually leads the team in targets, I believe, even though he's the
He is
number,
really cheap.
even though he's the number two technically wide receiver behind Hollywood Brown. Watkins is second on the team in targets, and so he's getting passes, and I could see him scoring a touchdown tonight.
Win it to win it, man. I
It
mean, Even though Diz got the 50-50, he's probably the only one walking away with money.
Right, right, exactly. Realistically, we don't really have a chance, and we didn't go far enough away from the crowd probably to differentiate ourselves. But if one of us walks away with 20,000, we might not be doing this podcast on Thursday. So, anyways, moving on. Let's review our best bets from Friday. Diz, how did you do?
So my Thursday, I went 2-0. Had a couple over the or I had one, had a couple on Saturday for college football. So 2-0, the over in the Iowa Penn State game hit. Never a doubt. What?
You can't say it was never a doubt. It was 23-20. Wasn't the over under 41.5?
Never a doubt.
Never. No, get out of here. Anyways, move on. I can't.
Never a doubt. Iowa Penn State over, and then I forget what the first one was, but I hit it on Thursday night. And then Friday, I went 2-1. The NRSI parlay hit, which did want to touch on that. The Red Sox Rays game on Friday night was absolutely insane. There were like 7 runs in the first inning. There were a couple in the third. There were a couple in the fourth, but there were 0 in the second.
Absolutely.
You would love to see that. Cash that one out at plus value. And then the Tyson Fury knockout of Deontay Wilder Martingale hit. That was nasty. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was pretty filthy. So we're doing great. We're up big in the units. Yeah, feeling good.
We did not see that, but yes, Tyson Fury did beat Deontay Wilder. And Connor, how did your best bets do this weekend?
So I went 2-0-1. And the push was the Packers covering the -3 after 5 missed field goals in a row. Man, that was insane. That is atrocious for Crosby. That's horrible.
I was watching Red Zone, and me and my friends and roommates who watch it together, we have a rule whenever the Amazon next gen stat percentage comes up of like the Packers have 80% chance to win, we always live bet the underdog, and we got Bengals at +5 to 1.
Oh no.
Man.
And so that was an emotional roller coaster, like miss after miss after miss. I was so juiced when Crosby was missing like over and over again. And then the dumbass Bengals kicker celebrates halfway, the ball's halfway there. It does a steep hook and hits the flag. That one really hurt. But yeah, the Amazon next jinx stats is what I'm calling it. I cashed on Washington last week against the Falcons, and I'm gonna do. I got it. Chargers as well. Chargers were driving late, and they were under 50% with the next jinx stats. So I live bet the Chargers and got them beating the Browns as well. So look out for that Amazon next jinx stats. Big fan of the anti Amazon next jinx stats.
So do they give you both sides of it, or do they just say like one particular team what their percentage is and you just take whichever one's below 50%?
Pretty well. The end of the games, they do it like every drive, like probably under 5 minutes to go. The Bengals one, I believe it was Bengals were driving down 8. I think that's right, because they had to get a 2-point conversion. They were driving down 8, and they were like in the red zone, and their win percentage was like 23%. So I hammered that because I knew they were going to score a touchdown. Was banking heavy on the 2-point conversion, but and then Rodgers or the Crosby miss in the end of regulation got super lucky, but. Yeah, they go both ways, because then on the next possession, it was like Packers, like 80% or something. So you can go either way, but it's so fun to do. And it's really fun whenever you see it just to like lose your mind and just get on FanDuel real quick.
Nice. Love it. Well, I went 2-1 this weekend or on Friday, and yet I was the worst gambler this weekend in this group. So that kind of shows you where the boys are at. So far, where they were this past weekend. In the best bets competition, I am down 3.77 units, really killing it. Connor is up 2.36 units, which would be a all-time record for our podcast. However, our boy Diz here is up 3.65 units on the month. So there you go, Diz. You're in the lead. But Connor's coming for you, man. Just watch out.
Yeah,
Right there.
I'm definitely not the favorite. I will say that. But I'm gonna find a way. My diss stands, I'm gonna find a way.
I gotta hold you accountable for your dinner, you owe me too. I just haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah, wherever you want to go, Patty. That's not in Franklin. I do not want to eat dinner in Franklin. I'm sorry.
Well, then what are we talking about? I mean, we might end up at Fogo de Chao then.
Maybe the Big Woods in Franklin. I do love the Big Woods in Franklin.
Yeah, and then we can go golf with Rank. I mean, it sounds like a good time.
We sure could. Where's Rankle at? Rankle needs to be back on this pod.
I agree. The more the merrier, you know. Sunshine, maybe we could actually see Sunshine's face for once, but he may prefer to be the voice in the clouds.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's get into the best bets of the night. I will start us off. It's NHL season starting tomorrow. You know where I'm going with this one. Seattle Kraken money line versus the Golden Knights. Tomorrow is the first night of the NHL, like I said. And as the world's longest Seattle Kraken fans on this podcast, it is our obligation to bet on them, okay? It's just plain and simple. Now, full disclosure, I made this bet 2 weeks ago thinking that I was taking them in a preseason game that was happening that night. Turns out it's the game that's happening tomorrow. So I've been sitting on this bet for 2 weeks now, and I'm ready for this thing to cash. But doesn't matter. Give me the Kraken money line tomorrow night versus the Golden Knights.
You imagine if like our best bets competition was super close and then like you lost this one and we had to go back and change the outcome of the August competition or the September competition?
Revisionist history.
Yeah. Good thing you stomped my ass, but yeah, we'll keep it moving.
Yeah. Now I'm sticking to that game. We're going Seattle, Vegas Golden Knights over 5.5. If I learned anything from our hockey sharp Diz here, it is if a NHL game has an over under set at 5.5, what do we do, Diz?
Hammer the over.
Hammer the over. So we are doing that. We're also getting plus money on that. And again, I made this bet 2 weeks ago, but we're moving on. My final best bet for the night, we are going to the NFL. It is Monday Night Football. I'm going Ravens minus 7.5. Now, full disclosure, I do not love this. The 7.5 scares me. I would much rather have it at 7. But when I went and looked at this a few hours ago, it was at 7.5. But because I am a Colts fan, I kind of want the emotional hedge here. I'm sticking to the Ravens minus 7.5. Connor, I know you have a couple best bets that are about the same as mine. Is also a Seattle Kraken fan, but why don't you go ahead and give us your best bets of the night?
Oh, I also have the Kraken beating the Golden Knights. The expansion team showdown
That's right.
is
That's
what's going
right.
to happen.
The new rivalry in the NHL.
Yes, I did not do it 2 weeks in advance. I did it 1 week in advance. Was trying to find a preseason game that I had mentioned for one of the previous best bets. So I am taking the Seattle Kraken over the Golden Knights. And my second bet is going to be the Colts plus 7 is what I got them at. I'd rather the 7.5, but I got them at the plus 7. I'll stick to it. But I think they'll save themselves. Ravens always play to the competition and keep it close, so I think it'll be pretty solid.
Nice. Love it. I am curious, Connor, what odds did you get on that Seattle Kraken money line?
Plus 215.
What the crap? So over a week's span of time, you got way better odds than I did when I took this 2 weeks ago. I got it at plus 185. You got it at plus 215. So even if this bet hits for me, I am losing more ground to you in this best bets competition.
And that's what I love. That's what I love.
Unbelievable. All right, Diz. Also, shout out Rankle. He did say that he is in the Twitter comments and he's giving us all the love on there. So shout out Rankle. Unfortunately, for some reason, I can't see the Twitter comments. We'll have to get that loaded up for Thursday's episode. But Diz, go ahead and give us your best bets of the night.
Sure. So I'm undefeated when I have the same best bet as Connor. I swear to God, I didn't just add this. I've been on Colts plus 7 since the line came out last Monday.
Gosh dang
I'm
it.
loving I'm loving the Colts plus 7. And this, I did not take this bet. I want everyone to know I did not take this bet. But I would absolutely love it if the Ravens did not break the rushing record. Have you guys heard about this record they're trying to break tonight?
No, I have no idea. Enlighten us.
They are about to go 44 games with over 100 rushing yards as a team. That is insane. It hasn't been done in like 50 years or something like that. And the second active streak is the Browns at 6 games. So that just shows you how insane that is. 2 weeks ago, maybe last week in Denver. I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago. It was like the last play of the game. They were up double digits, and Lamar did a QB scramble with 5 seconds left to break the record or to tie the record.
Yep.
Tonight, they have a chance to beat the record, and I would just absolutely love it if the Colts stopped them. So I would love that prop. I would love to see the value of that prop. I cannot pull it up right now, unfortunately, but I would love to just maybe sprinkle a little bit of cheddar on the Ravens under 100 rushing yards. I don't know if that's a prop. I don't
As a
know if the
team.
value's, yeah, as a team, I don't know if the value's going to be worth it, but that's just something to look over. I would absolutely love it as a fan if we shut that down, especially after they ran the ball on the last play of the game up by 2 touchdowns against Denver. So that's just kind of just a little mention there. I think that would be amazing. Then I got the no-run second inning Rays versus Red Sox. Just did a single game here. I wanted to take the early game, but I missed it. Did not place the bet in time. So just a solo at -133. Not great value, but I'm confident that's going to hit. If anything, like Friday, like there were so many runs in that game, but the second inning was zeros on the board. So I don't know if I got like this good luck or juju thing going on right now, but I'm loving this no-run second inning. And then, of course, just like you guys, I got action in this crack in Vegas. Opening game on Tuesday. Patty nailed it. 5.5 is the number you take the over, just strictly on total goals. And opening night, pucks are going to be on net. These players are antsy. They want to score goals, especially Kraken, first game in franchise history. A lot of pucks on net. A lot of pucks on net. So feeling good about that. Those are my three best bets of the night, hoping to keep my lead, although Connor's behind me. The way to keep my lead with Connor is to make the same bets that he does. So that's kind of my strategy going forward.
Oh, jeez. Hey, from what I just heard, bet together, win together. All of us are aligned on some bet, one way or the other. So that's good. That's what we preach on. And to kind of go with the over there, Diz, the Golden Knights lost their best goalie. So I'm really kind of banking on, the
Didn't
Kraken.
they lose him? Is he in Chicago or is he on the Kraken?
He's in Chicago.
Who's the Kraken's goalie from the expansion draft? I don't know.
Grubauer.
Was
Grubauer?
it? Grubauer?
Grubauer.
Grubauer. Isn't he from the Panthers, Diz?
Grubauer?
Yeah. Hold on. Oh.
Grubauer. Grubauer is not from the Panthers.
Let's see here. Oh, no. Hold on. I gotta
Oh,
pull.
is it Dreger?
We have him. He's one of our goalies, but he's not our starter, I don't think.
Dreger's kind of a beast.
Philip Grubauer.
Grubauer was on the Avalanche last year, Diz.
Is he the number one
We
in
think.
front of Dreger?
We think.
Got it.
See, this is good good podcasting here. And it's live on video, so everyone can see us looking at our phones trying to figure out.
At
Here's
least
why
they know we're holding ourselves accountable here by looking it up instead of just pulling numbers out of nowhere.
Oh, it's definitely yeah, so-and-so. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you get it. All right, boys. Now, I already told Connor about this, but there was a bit of a hiccup with the Hail Mary same game parlay of the day today. So, you may or may not know this, but the first 4 weeks of the NFL season, DraftKings offered a $20 risk-free same-game parlay for every week. FanDuel has been doing it, but they've done it for $10, and they've done it for the first 5 weeks. So I went on there today, and I was like, all right, I got a risk-free same-game parlay here for $20. I go on there, and they changed it, and it said same-game parlay, but it's a 25% profit boost instead of a $20 risk-free bet. So I put $20 on a ridiculous Hail Mary, same game parlay of the day today. So I'm probably out $20. But Diz, do you want to guess what the value is I'm getting for this $20 same game parlay?
How many legs?
Four.
Whiteland, four legs. Okay, I'm in the teeth of the Whiteland death hole, but I'm gonna say, four legs. Shoot, let's say $800.
I laugh at your $800 comment. It is $20 to win $30,000 and or $30,020. You heard that correct. If this hits, I win $30,000. Again, if I hit
Cash
$30,000,
out.
this podcast may not happen on Thursday. And yes, Diz, unlike
Cash out.
FanDuel, I tried to cash out and it didn't give me an option. DraftKings says, I want your $20. I need that $20. And so, but anyways, it's for the Colts Ravens game tonight. We got Mo Alley Cox, first touchdown scorer. You know how I like my first touchdown scorers on my same
Oh,
game parlays.
you're a
If that
host.
one hits, I'm staying up the whole game because I have $30,000 on the line. If he doesn't score the first touchdown, I know I'm out $20 and it is what it is. That's just how it is sometimes. So then I got Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown. That is a rushing or receiving touchdown, not a passing touchdown, just to make that clear. And then I got Mark Andrews anytime touchdown, and I got Sammy Watkins anytime touchdown. So if the Colts can just score that first touchdown with Mo Alie-Cox, and then the Ravens can just go to town, that's fine. But that is $20 to win 30,000. So it is. That's where I'm at. I could be not down bad. I mean, I'm not in a spot where $20 like breaks the bank on my in my bankroll or anything. But it's just as soon as I realized what I had done and what had happened, I immediately messaged Connor at work, and I was like, dude, I just made a huge mistake.
I screwed up big.
Did you at least use the profit boost?
No, because I thought it was a risk-free bet, so I didn't even like look to do the profit boost.
Oof.
But that's okay. We learn. That's why you always got to read the fine print, make sure you opt into everything, and make sure you're paying attention. Because I definitely hit opt in on DraftKings, and then it was SOL after that. So, all right, boys. First live podcast in the books. Anything you guys want to get off your chest before we call it a day?
Have fantastic insight. I have a fantastic bet. Pat, I have a way for you to make that $20 back.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I'm listening.
I cannot take credit for this. My dog, Matty Ice, sent this to me this morning at work. Okay,
Why is he
so
not sharing it on chalkboard? That's the first question I have.
he will tonight probably, but he wanted me to explain it on the pod first.
Okay, that's fine. I love Matty Ice.
Because
He knows I love him, so
you kind of
continue.
need an explanation. You kind of need an explanation. So this is essentially an arbitrage. It's four futures in a parlay, okay? But it's two separate bets, two four-leg parlays on division winners, okay?
Okay.
The Bills to win the AFC East, I think we can all agree that's a lock.
Okay.
Patriots are sus. Dolphins are ass. Jets are ass. Bills to win the AFC East at minus 1800.
Okay.
Cowboys to win the NFC Beast at minus 380.
Okay.
We got Packers to win the NFC North at minus 460.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the fourth one, Chiefs or Chargers to win the AFC West. Now, you can't bet on either or, but you can make two separate bets. So the first parlay is the Chargers to win, and the second one is the Chiefs to win. Okay. And the reason why you do that is because the value of both of them is the same. They're both at plus 125 to win the AFC West. So you do one $50, if you don't have that bankroll, do less amount, but $50, you really see a payout. $50 to net to profit $132.61 if all four of those things happen. Now, if that does not happen, then you place the other bet. If you pick the Chiefs, then you pick the Chargers for the other one. So you have two
Right.
$50 bets as long as those first three division winners hit, and then either the Chiefs or the Chargers win the AFC West, you will profit $82.61 if the Chiefs or the Chargers win the AFC West. Now, if like Denver comes out of nowhere, or if the Raiders actually aren't frauds like I think they are, then you're absolutely hosed, and I apologize for losing you money. But there's no way the Bills don't win the AFC East. There's no way the Packers don't win the NFC North. And I think the Cowboys are pretty good. I think they're going to win the NFC East. Any rebuttal there? Any questions or any susness from you guys?
No, not currently. I mean, you just dropped us on us. But again, the thing that worries me about that, I probably won't put 50 on each just because it's not a for sure thing. Because like you said, we're only, what, 5 weeks into the NFL season, so we have, you know, almost three-fourths of the season still left, and a lot can happen. But I will definitely be putting some money on both sides of those, because I do like where those are heading.
It is a fantastic opportunity with the Chiefs at plus 125, but also with the Chargers at how good they've looked. As long as one of those two win those divisions and then the other three take care of business, you are netting money by placing both of those bets.
Any rebuttal from you, Connor?
No, I had all four of those as my division winners at the beginning of the year. Has not changed.
Oh, sheesh.
I still have the Chiefs. Yeah, so all my division winners are still, like, very strong. The only one that's far away is the Chiefs.
Flexing a little bit, huh? You just...
A little bit.
Yeah. And you hit a, what, what was it, $20 to win 270 this weekend?
280. Oof. Yeah. Man. It was a, what was it? It was a promo, bet $20, get 10, but the odds have to be plus 400 or greater. Got $280 off of it. Also had an 8-leg parlay, picking 8 money line games, missed one game, and that was because of my team, the Eagles. They beat the Panthers, and that was the only missing leg.
Oof.
Yeah.
Major oof.
And I was definitely sweating bullets for my survivor pool. So you all had convinced me to not take the Falcons over the Jets. And then once that game ended, I was like, crap, I hope the Patriots can pull this off. And you can imagine how nervous I was at halftime of that game and how awful that was. But I'm still alive in the survivor pool. I did not mention that I chose the Patriots to you guys because I didn't want the rest of them to ruin it for me like they did the Jets.
Connor was afraid of what might happen if he actually revealed what his pick was going to be.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, you know, speaking of that, so we had Dylan from thedailystakes.com on last episode. And today we all were riding on a 3-leg same game parlay that we actually got from thedailystakes.com, and it cashed. So for the MLB playoffs, I mean, thedailystakes.com has been killing it. So maybe you're not a baseball bettor. That's okay. You know, they'll do the work for you. It's definitely worth it. And if you use promo code DUMM when you check out at thedailystakes.com, you get 20% off your first month. And yeah, so... Anything else, boys?
Go Birds.
Oh, God. Wait.
The Thursday night game coming up.
Okay.
Actually, I have a question for you, boys. I've hit two straight DraftKings same game parlays, and Pat, I did go through that struggle that you did, although I did catch that it was non-refundable, but I was so confident in it that I hit that profit boost and I netted big time in the Chargers-Browns game. Do you think it's a bad idea to use those as my best bets? Obviously, I've won two in a row, so I'm probably not going to win one for a long time. But the value is so good on those. Do you think it's a good idea?
I see some betting podcasts or shows or whatever, they like to limit putting parlays and stuff on there. I don't care. I mean, It's
obviously it's a lost unit, even though it's
right.
Like a free bet.
Right.
It still should be a lost unit. So it's just high risk, high reward. It's like any other bet.
Exactly. That's my thing. It's like you're not like have some super secret, you know, bet or talent that you're, you know, screwing the system or screwing our best bets competition because you have some secret knowledge of a same game parlay that's definitely going to hit, right? Like I don't really care. If you want to do it, go for it. I mean, you know what you're getting yourself into. I had a best bet that was we actually both had best bets that were Tim Anderson home runs, correct?
Oh yeah, Bob.
TA7, baby. Him and the White Sox are still kicking in the MLB playoffs, but yeah, so do what you want. If you're feeling good about it, go for it. I won't tell you no.
Appreciate it.
If you do a same game parlay, there's a good chance that Connor won't have the same bet as you. So that might be a dangerous game.
And if I do, double down.
Love it.
Hey, hockey starts. Let's get rowdy, boys.
Let's go. We're going to be, you know, well, I don't even know. I was going to say we could be the best. What?
I want you guys to be aware that the Las Vegas Golden Knights are an outlier when it comes to expansion teams. The Kraken are going to be horrible. And I want them to do well. As long as they're not playing my Florida Panthers, but I think you guys are going to be garbage. And I just want you guys to know that so your expectations aren't high.
I appreciate you trying to give us realistic expectations, Diz, but we are all the way in. I mean, look at that jersey. I mean, Connor is geared up and ready to go. Shout out Top Dog for sending Connor the Seattle Kraken jersey. I mean, we're just ready to go. And the first game tomorrow night is on ESPN. We're coming out swinging. Let's go, baby. Kraken all the way.
Kraken.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get Kraken. I don't think it is an outlier what the Vegas Golden Knights did. So I'm all the way in, Diz. It's going to happen. It's going to be a good season. And you better bet your sweet ass that me and Connor both have some cheddar on the Kraken to win the Stanley Cup this year.
Oh yeah.
So
that's wasted cheddar, but I love the fandom. Are you actually going to watch this team, or are you going to be a fraud fan again? Sorry, that was uncalled for.
Excuse me.
Fraud fan.
Unbelievable. I'm definitely watching tomorrow night. The game starts at 10:15 Eastern Standard Time, so that's
you will
be...
not be awake at 10:15.
It's happening, man. I don't know what to tell you. I have to. I have to. You can't claim to be the longest fan of a team and then not watch their first ever game.
Are you watching the Colts tonight?
Well, yes. I'll be watching at least some because I got to see Mo Alie-Cox score that first touchdown.
You're watching the first 5 minutes.
If Mo Alie-Cox doesn't score the first touchdown, then I might go to bed to prepare for tomorrow. But we'll see. Is that good enough for you, Diz?
That's all I ever needed.
Okay. All right. Fine. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for joining us. If you are watching us live, sorry we didn't see any comments or questions. We will get those ironed out and fixed for the next episode. Again, you can check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. Also, if you go to our Twitter, you can see the link to our YouTube channel where you can watch these episodes live if you want to see our beautiful faces or Connor's beautiful face, not mine. And make sure you check out our website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. Hope everyone has a good start to their week, and we will see you all on Thursday.
Release the Kraken.
That's right, baby. Yeah.